Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Life and Times of Hannah Crafts by Greg Hesimovich is a biography and work of literary history centered on Hannah Bond. The enslaved woman Hesimovich identifies as the author who wrote under the name Hannah Crafts. Her novel, The Bond Woman Narrative, first appeared in print in 2002 after Henry Louis Gates Jr. acquired and authenticated the manuscript, but the identity of its author remained unresolved for years. Hesimovich presents the search for that identity as both historical reconstruction and literary investigation. The book follows Crafts from enslavement in North Carolina through her escape in 1857 and her later effort to shape a new life and authorial identity in the North. Its purpose is not only to recover one remarkable life, but also to show how archival fragments, literary clues, and material evidence can restore a writer nearly erased by slavery, gender exclusion, and the instability of 19th century records. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hannah Bond is the recovered identity behind Hannah Crafts. The central contribution of the book is its identification of Hannah Bond as the historical woman behind the authorial name Hannah Crafts. This matters because the Bond woman narrative had long occupied an unusual position in American literary history. It appeared to be the earliest known novel by a black woman in the United States and the only known novel written by a woman who had been enslaved. Without a confirmed identity, however, its historical meaning remained partly suspended. Hesimovich narrows the mystery by connecting the fictionalized world of the manuscript to the documented world of John Hill Wheeler, a North Carolina enslaver and public official. The book treats authorship as a historical problem, not simply a matter of name attribution. By reconstructing the life of Bond, Hesimovich gives the novel a social location, a set of pressures, and a plausible path from lived experience to written art. The recovery also changes how readers understand Crafts. She is not presented as an anonymous symbol of literacy under oppression, but as a specific person whose intellect, danger, mobility, and self-fashioning can be studied within the limits of surviving evidence. Secondly, archival detective work is a method for reconstructing erased lives. Hesimovich builds the biography through a method that combines archival research, literary analysis, and material investigation. The book draws on public records, wills, diaries, family papers, almanacs, local histories, and interviews with descendants or people connected to the relevant archives. This method is important because enslaved people were often recorded only indirectly through the documents of those who claimed ownership over them. The biography, therefore, has to read against the grain of the archive, using scattered references, household movements, property records, and manuscript evidence to infer a life that official documents rarely meant to preserve. The inquiry also includes attention to the physical manuscript, including the paper associated with the Wheeler household, and to the factual geography embedded in the fiction. This approach gives the book a distinctive structure. It is not a conventional cradle-to-grave biography based on abundant personal letters. Instead, it demonstrates how responsible historical reasoning works when the evidence is fragmentary. The result is both a life of Hannah Crafts and a case study in how scholars can recover marginalized authors without overstating what the record can prove. Thirdly, literacy, reading, and literary influence under slavery. A major theme of the book is the unlikely but historically grounded emergence of a highly literate enslaved writer. Hesimovich addresses the skepticism that surrounded the manuscript because its author showed familiarity with complex literary forms and allusions. Rather than treating that skill as evidence against enslaved authorship, the biography investigates how such literacy could have developed under specific conditions. The Wheeler household had access to a substantial library, and Crafts appears to have encountered a range of 19th-century literature. Scholars have noted affinities between her novel and works such as Jane Eyre, Bleak House, and other popular or canonical writing of the period. Hesimovich uses these traces not to reduce Crafts to imitation, but to show how she transformed available literary materials into an account of enslavement, flight, and selfhood. The topic is historically significant because literacy among enslaved people was often criminalized, restricted, or violently discouraged. Crafts demonstrates that reading and writing could become forms of resistance, memory, and self-possession. The biography, therefore, reframes literary influence as an act of appropriation from within a system built to deny intellectual autonomy. Fourthly, the social world of slavery behind the novel. The book does not isolate Crafts from the world that shaped her. Hesimovich situates her life within the social, political, and domestic structures of antebellum North Carolina and the broader crisis that preceded the Civil War. The biography pays attention to the Wheeler household, the movement of enslaved people between residences, and the fragile networks through which information, danger, and possible escape circulated. This context matters because the Bondwoman narrative is not only a personal text, it draws on the lives and experiences of people around Crafts. Hesimovich argues that some figures and situations in the fiction can be linked to real circumstances. including the experiences of enslaved women whose histories were otherwise likely to disappear. The book, therefore, treats the novel as a repository of social memory. It shows how fiction could preserve what legal and family records distorted or ignored: coercion, separation, surveillance, friendship, betrayal, violence, and the pursuit of freedom. By grounding these patterns in historical context, Hesimovic avoids presenting Crafts as an isolated genius. Her achievement becomes more meaningful because it emerged from a community of enslaved people whose lives informed the moral and narrative force of her writing. Lastly, a revised place for the bondwoman narrative in American literary history. Hesimovic presents the recovery of Hannah Crafts as a significant event in the study of American and African-American literature. The bondwoman narrative had already attracted attention after its publication in 2002, but the biography strengthens its status by linking the text to a documented author, a historical setting, and a credible path of composition. This affects how the novel can be taught and interpreted. It is not merely an unusual manuscript from the slavery era. It becomes the work of a specific Black woman who used available literary forms to narrate the conditions of bondage and the imagination of freedom. The book also complicates standard accounts of 19th century authorship. Canon formation often depends on publication, public reception, and preserved correspondence, all areas from which enslaved women were structurally excluded. Crafts challenges those assumptions because her literary importance survived through manuscript transmission rather than a conventional publishing career. Hesimovic therefore expands the category of the American novelist to include writers whose work was delayed, hidden, or made precarious by racialized power. The biography stands as a corrective to literary histories that overlooked authorship formed under coercion. In conclusion, this book is especially valuable for readers interested in African-American history, slavery studies, literary biography, archival method, and the recovery of women writers. It will also serve students and general readers who want a serious but readable account of how a major literary mystery was investigated. Its practical benefit lies in showing how evidence can be assembled carefully when the archive is incomplete, biased, or created by people in power. Its intellectual benefit lies in changing the terms on which the bondwoman narrative is read, not as an anonymous curiosity, but as a work rooted in the life of Hannah Bond, who became known through the authorial identity Hannah Crafts. Compared with many biographies of 19th century writers, the book stands out because it must build its subject from fragments rather than from a stable public career. Compared with general histories of slavery, it focuses closely on authorship, literacy, and the survival of a creative mind under conditions designed to suppress both. Hesimovic combines historical reconstruction with literary criticism without turning the evidence into speculation. That balance gives the biography its distinctive force. It recovers a writer, explains why her novel matters, and models how lost cultural history can be responsibly restored. If you would like to support Greg Hesimovic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.